In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. As Lent is drawing to a close and Easter approaches us, our scripture lessons challenge us to take an accounting of our earthly life, our life in the flesh, versus the life that the Spirit gives us, because we are of both natures. We're physical and spiritual beings, and we often forget the spiritual part. We have one foot in each of those two lives, and together they identify who we are. And they uniquely, that mix uniquely identifies each of us. Our physical identity is affected by external forces in the world, and they can pull us into an addiction for practices and attitudes that rob us of a healthy life. They rob us, can rob us, of healthy relationships. Our spiritual identity holds on to the truth that you and I have already been chosen as adopted children of God. Today's gospel lesson is a piece of the conversation that Jesus was having with the Pharisee Nicodemus. And Nicodemus kept thinking about his faith life in strictly an earthly way. He just couldn't get past the physical dimension only. And Jesus told him that in order to live in the kingdom of God, he needed to be born again. He needed to be born of God. And Nicodemus just couldn't escape this place he was in of thinking in earthly terms, saying, well, how can I go back to the womb from which I was born? That makes no sense at all. Well, Jesus was challenging him, and Jesus challenges you and me, too, to take notice of and to claim our spiritual identity. Moses was instructed by God to craft a serpent of bronze and to mount it on a pole. And God promised through Moses that those who trusted in it would be saved from death from poisonous snakes. And Jesus used that example to say Jesus was sent by God to be raised on a pole, on a cross. And those who trusted in what that stood for would be saved from spiritual death. Well, in our denomination, we make a point to have mostly bare crosses, don't we? They do not have a corpus on them. And it's an intention that we have to remember how important it is to claim the power of a resurrected Christ. And so we don't use crucifixes that have a corpus. Well, this is one from my home. And it was an ordination gift from a friend of mine, Father Mike Ferrito. He gave me this crucifix with a corpus. And a lot of the times it's been sort of over in a corner. And this has just spoken to me so much during this Lent that I moved it. And it's just above the desk in my home office. So throughout Lent, I've been looking at this corpus and I've been reflecting on it during this Lent. Maybe we should have one in our homes. It's a powerful message. Having a cross with a corpus makes it impossible for us to miss the message of what the cross stands for. Jesus knew the damage that is done to every one of us through sin. The sins we commit and the sins of omission, but also the sins of other people. And the harmful effect that those indirect sins have on us. Sin is like an Ebola virus. It spreads through families. It spreads across the country. It spreads around the globe quickly. If we understand sin as any action or lack of action that we allow that ignores our spiritual identity as children of God, that action or that inaction deeply grieves God. And beyond that, it devalues why Jesus went to the cross. Your vestry and I are reading a book that I got for them, and I've asked them to start reading. And it deals with our need to choose among all the pressures and all the activities and all the duties in our life to identify and to prioritize what is it in that mix, in that pot, that is really, truly essential. What holds the most promise of enabling us to deliver the greatest value when it's done exceedingly well? This concept is about us focusing our energies on what holds the greatest value rather than allowing ourselves to be spread so thin that we can't excel at anything. If we're so busy trying to keep everything held, all the balls in the air, then we're not able to excel at anything. Making this decision to choose what's really essential to us replaces the option that I think we normally fall into of letting other people or letting our jobs or letting our culture dictate what is most important to us. Well, the crucifix with the corpus of Christ is the most graphic image I can imagine of the essential nature, the essential value that Jesus held for the sacrifice that he was about to make. And the scriptures, in the scriptures, Jesus tells us that he did this to give us the motivation and the inspiration to claim the essential importance of our spiritual nature, of our spiritual identity, and not to forget it, not to lose it, not to willingly give it up or give it away, but to claim it. We're approaching the end of Lent. But will reaching the end of this season weaken our focus on the life that Jesus died to give us? I hope not. We can pick up the message of the cross, and we can use that message to inspire our commitment to teach our children more than we do now about our own faith tradition. And we can use it to re-energize our work with the children in the Sudan. We can use it to re-engage with our Christian roots by each of us joining a Bible study group and to invest some time in talking about this faith community to our friends and to our neighbors and to our co-workers, and to invite them to come and join you. Come here with you and sit next to you soon on a Sunday morning. It takes a personal commitment from each of us. It takes a personal commitment from all of us to use the power Jesus earned for us on the cross to make a difference. Jesus did not say that God loved his faithful followers so much that he gave his only son. What Jesus said was that God loved the whole world. The doubters and the unbelievers and the enemies and the slackers and the followers. All so much. God loves every human being on this torn apart planet so much that he sent his son to the cross to motivate and inspire us to turn humanity to God and to change the way we live our lives. Jesus said, "Those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." So what new deeds shall you and I embark on as we look to that event horizon that isn't so far away now, and we see the corpus of Christ on the cross? Amen.